Thursday night for halacha. Okay, the idea of selling chametz to a guy was never meant to be a way to not do the mitzvahs beir chametz. You don't get any mitzvah selling it to a guy, besides the problems of if it's real or not. Let's even assume it's okay, it's a mechira, but you're not getting the mitzvah, you're avoiding the whole mitzvah. So mechiras chametz used to be used, a guy who dealt with schnapps, they used to have, like, they had whiskey, they had thousands and thousands, the whole livelihood was with chametz, so they had an eighth of mechiras chametz. What we do nowadays is really, if anybody, it's not a question of, oh, I don't sell, you know, if a person says, I don't sell real chametz or chametz mamish. The reason to do that, not to sell real chametz, is not because there's anything wrong with the mechira. I think it's terrible, and it's an aveira. I think it's terrible to imply that there's anything wrong with the mechira. It's a good mechira. You can go to a store, if the chametz, a store that sold its chametz to a reputable rav, you can buy there this new shtick about not. That's not the point. The point is you shouldn't sell real chametz because you want to do a mitzvah. You want to do the mitzvah both conceptually and really. You want to search your house, your reshus, v'lo yirah l'cha chametz, v'lo yirah l'cha sa'ar. You look for chametz, you destroy chametz. There's a mitzvah, the Torah, you can learn why. There's Svarim explained the idea of the mitzvah. You want to destroy chametz, you want to get rid of chametz. You know, not sell it to a guy and then buy it back after Pesach. That's the reason not to sell chametz mamish. Now, we should reserve it really. I mean, we do it with a catch-all phrase. You know, any chametz I may have forgotten about, whatever. Just to make sure we're not over by the emotion. But the real usage should be reserved for either a hefsed gadol, or a significant hefsed. Let's say you have expensive vitamins that are chometzdik that it's hard to get, or it's expensive. It's a real hefsed, or place like the toaster. I mean, I could see the toaster that you do at hechen shiyod the magas, but what about after that? So the truth is, after that you potter, you be mavatal v'dayo. But people say, okay, we'll put it away with the chametz and we'll sell it with the chametz. So then that's really what it should be. It shouldn't be used you shouldn't have to throw out spaghetti or a box of crackers. You throw out the box of crackers, that's what the mitzvah is. And I said yesterday, it's not al tashkes. Adarab, you're doing the mitzvah. And that's what you should do. You should reserve real mechira for such things. Now, if a person is going away for Pesach, so then, like, oh, it feels like a waste. What am I cleaning my house for? I'm not even going to be here for Pesach. Let me just sell the whole house. And so it's also not really correct. There's a mitzvah to search for chametz and destroy it, and not own any chametz on Pesach, not through mechira, but through destroying it, through getting rid of it. You're not mekayim any mitzvahs beer through selling it to a guy. If your wife wants a vacation, so it's either going to a hotel for Pesach or you clean the house for chametz. Then I can hear, you know. Now, if there's a real need such as that, whatever, your wife just had a baby, you know, and she's pregnant again already, so I can hear. So then it should be reserved for real needs. And then we'll be discussing in future nights how you are mekayim the mitzvahs bedikas, the chazal's takono bedikas chometz, in the place that you're going to. And the mele, you'll have bedika, and hopefully you'll do the mitzvah beer chometz too, and you'll do it in some small way. But that's what it should be reserved for, not just that it seems like a waste of energy and kolchos, because you're going away for Pesach anyway. It's not a waste of energy or kolchos. You're doing what you're fulfilling the mitzvah of beer chametz and ashpasos chametz. Okay.